إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين: وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هم أشد منهم بطشا فنقبوا في البلاد هل من محيص إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer and controller of the universe and all within. We praise him and we thank him for his infinite grace, mercy and blessings. We believe in him and put our trust in him. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Know that whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him, and whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions and ways of life, even though the idolaters detest that. أيها الإخوة الكرام، إن شهر رمضان قد حال علينا مرة أخرى. Dear brothers and sisters, surely the month of Ramadan has come upon us once again. وإن الله عز وجل قد جعل لنا فرصا كثيرة في حياتنا لنستعين بها على تحصيل هدفنا الأسمى، ألا وهو دخول الجنة والنجاة من النار. And surely Allah has given us in our lifetimes, brothers and sisters, and will give us in our lifetimes many opportunities, many chances for us to take advantage of and to utilize in order to achieve the most important objective of our existence, and that is to be admitted into paradise and to be saved from the hellfire. فشهر رمضان أيها الإخوة يمثل من أهم الفرص التي بارك الله بها على الناس، ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. And so the month of Ramadan represents one of the most important opportunities and gifts that Allah has blessed people with. Yet most people are ungrateful. وَقَدْ أَوْدَعَ اللَّهُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ مِنَ الْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالْفَضْلِ مَا لَمْ يُودِعْ فِي الْأَشْهُرِ الْأُخْرَى. And Allah has bestowed on the month of Ramadan, this time, blessings, mercies, forgiveness, and grace that He has not placed in any other month in the year. فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ شهر بركة ومغفرة ورحمة وفضل. There is no doubt that Ramadan is a month of blessings, a month of forgiveness, a month of grace, a month of mercy. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث صحيح صححه الشيخ الألباني وقد رواه الإمام أحمد في مسنده يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام: أتاكم شهر رمضان شهر مبارك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام tells us in a hadith that Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal narrated in his Musnad, and this hadith was authenticated by Shaykh Al-Albani. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Aka atakum shahru Ramadan." The month of Ramadan has come upon you. And this of course was when the month of Ramadan came in his lifetime. Then he said to the Sahaba, "Shahrun Mubarak." It's a blessed month. It's a month of barakah. Faradallahu alaykum siyama. Allah has made fasting in it compulsory upon you. So it is certainly a time of blessings, of barakah. وَمِنْ أَكْبَرِ بَرَكَةِ رَمَضَانِ أَنَّهُ فُرْصَةٌ لِتَغْيِيرِ مَا بِالنُّفُوسِ مِنَ الْعَادَاتِ وَالتَّجَارُبِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْآثِمَةِ. And among the greatest blessings of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, is the fact that it is an opportunity to change what is in ourselves in terms of the bad and evil habits that we have. ولكن التغيير لا يقع صدفة. However, brothers and sisters, change and transformation don't happen just like that, suddenly, automatically. It doesn't work that way. التغيير لا يقع صدفة بدون الهمة والاجتهاد وبذل الوسع في نيل ذلك. Change and transformation will not happen automatically without the desire, the will, and the hard work and self-exertion in order to achieve that. فَلَا بُدَّ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ تَغْيِيرَ حَالِهِ إِلَى حَالَةٍ أَحْسَنَ مِمَّا هُوَ فِيهَا. So it is necessary for anyone who wants to change and transform his condition or his state to one that is better than the one that he or she is in right now. أَنْ يَسْتَقْبِلَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ بِنِيَّةِ وَهِمَّةِ التَّغْيِيرِ وَالتَّحَسُّنِ. It is imperative that such a person who has that desire and who wants it badly to welcome this month of Ramadan with the intention and the desire and the will to transform and to change his or her situation and condition to one that is better. So even before the month begins, you and I should be thinking about this change and transformation we want to happen in Ramadan. Because if we just enter the month, we will leave the month in the same way. And the only way we can benefit from all the blessings that the Prophet ﷺ has talked about is if we have the desire even before the month begins. This is how we prepare ourselves. We prepare ourselves by working on the mental attitude, by working on our mindset. لِأَنَّ تَغْيِيرَ الْحَالِ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بِتَغْيِيرِ مَا بِالنَّفْسِ. Because the changing of the condition of anyone never happens unless the individual change first what is in or with himself or herself. يقول الله عز وجل في سورة الرعد: إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Surely Allah will not change the condition of a people or any person until the people first change what is with themselves or what is in themselves. So the change must come from you and I. That is, the desire and the will for change must come from you and I. And then the effort must come from you and I. Or else the situation will not change. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي سُورَةِ الْأَنْفَالِ: ذلك بأن الله لم يكن مغيرا نعمة أنعمها على قوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وأن الله سميع عليم. That is because Allah will not change a blessing He has blessed a people with until they first change what is with themselves. So whether we are in blessings, brothers and sisters, or we are in a bad situation, the change will not happen unless we first change what is with us. So if we have good and we want that good to endure, we must ensure we don't change it. We don't initiate the change, because then Allah will facilitate the change. But if we have bad and we want that to change, then we have to initiate the change in ourselves first. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate that change, will make it easy for us. As Allah tells us in Surah Al-Layl, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. But as for the one who gives, who donates, who is not afraid to give, وَاتَّقَى, and is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah that the purpose of the institution, إِجَابِ الصِّيَامِ فِي رَمَضَانِ, the purpose of the institution of fasting in Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that perhaps you will develop taqwa. And here Allah says, but as for him who gives, هُنَا يَقُولُ اللَّهُ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, who gives and is conscious of Allah. Where do we get this consciousness from Allah from? You cannot buy it in the stores. It can only come from the will and desire and the efforts of the human being to nurture a greater level of consciousness of Allah in his heart or her heart and mind. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and this person believes in the promise of the reward of eternal bliss in the hereafter. Allah says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, we shall make easy for him or her the path to ease. The Mufassirun tell us that what this means is the human being makes the first move. الْإِنسَانُ يُغَيِّرُ أَوَّلًا مَا بِنَفْسِهِ وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يُسَهِّلْ لَهُ الطَّرِيقَ. And after that, the human being changes first what is with himself or herself. And after that, Allah makes easy for that person the path that he or she has chosen, whether it is good or bad. Because Allah says, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. But as for him who is miserly and thinks of himself as independent, doesn't need anyone, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and denies or disbelieves in the promise of the life in the hereafter, we shall make easy for this person the path to difficulty. Because anyone who behaves in this way, they're changing what is with themselves. They're choosing to be miserly, to be proud and think of themselves as independent. They're choosing to deny the reality of the hereafter. That's the path they have chosen. This is the taghyir bin nafs that they have done. So Allah says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, we shall make easy for such a person the path to difficulty. We shall facilitate that for them. You want to embark on that path? No problem. Allah will make it easy. Al-Muhim, أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ الْكِرَامُ, the point is, brothers and sisters, the change and transformation is not going to happen just like that. التَغْيِيرُ وَالتَّحَسُّنْ لَا يَقْعُوا صُدْفَةً فَلَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْهِمَّةِ وَالشَّوْءِ وَالنِّيَّةِ وَالِاجْتِهَادِ. A person must have the will and the desire and the intention, and then do the work, do the hard work in order to bring about that change. And the change begins. التغيير يبدأ أيها الإخوة, the change begins with the mental attitude that we have, the mindset that we have. بحالة القلب أو الحالة الذهنية, the mental attitude that we have. And this is true not only for Ramadan, brothers and sisters, but for every ibadah. Most important in everything we do is how the heart feels when we do it. It's the mindset that we have when we do it. So when we pray every day, 5 times a day, and we pray Taraweeh, and we do Qiyam in Ramadan, and we give Zakat, and we perform Hajj, and we fast in Ramadan, whatever it is we do, we must always pay attention to al-hala, to halat al-qalb, the state of the heart. This is where the will and the desire and the shauq, the longing, the strong desire for change, this is where it is, in the heart. وَلِذَٰلِكَ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي آيَةٍ فِي سُورَةِ الْحَجِّ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Do they not travel in the land? Do people not travel in the land and see what has happened? فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, and have hearts with which they can understand what they see. So it begins with the heart, brothers and sisters. The attitude starts with the heart. It doesn't matter what the limbs, what the hands and the feet are doing. If the heart feels differently. So Allah says, do they not travel, but have hearts with which they can understand? يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. And Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi in his tafsir mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes aql, intelligence, to the heart. Because the heart is the seat of intelligence, not the physical heart, of course. أَوْ أَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, or ears with which they can hear the message. Because many people can hear physically, brothers and sisters, but they are deaf to the message. So Allah says, do they not travel in the land and have hearts with which they can understand what they see, and ears with which they hear the message? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ, for surely it's not the eyes in the head that become blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, however, it's the hearts in the breasts or the chests that become blind. وَيَقُولُ مُجَاهِدْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ, in this Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi mentions also in his tafsir, Mujahid Yaqul, everyone has 4 eyes. Aynanun fi ra'si, aw aynanun li dunya wa aynan li akhirati. 2 eyes for his life in this world and 2 eyes for his life in the hereafter. If the person, he says, Mujahid says, is blind with the eyes he sees with in this world, but the eyes of the hereafter, he can see with those, then he will not be harmed. Big deal if you can't see in this world, you can still live. But if the person can see with the eyes of this world, but their eyes of the hereafter are blinded, then there is no good for such a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qaf, again, brothers and sisters, highlights the mental state, the mental attitude, the state of the heart and mind when we do anything and everything. يقول الله عز وجل في هذه الآية إن في ذلك لذكرى, surely in that, and that refers to the verses before in Surah Qaf. We don't have time to go through those verses, but Allah talks about the people of Jannah and the people of the hellfire. Then Allah says, تحدث عن أهل النار وأهل الجنة ثم قال إن في ذلك لذكرى, surely in that, in those verses, الآيات التي تنص على حالة أهل النار وحالة أهل الجنة. لذكرى. The verses that talk about the people of the fire and the people of paradise, there is a reminder. There is a lesson. There is a message. For whom? لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. For the one who has a heart. That's where it begins, brothers and sisters. أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمَعَ. Or listens attentively. In Arabic language, when you say أَلْقَ السَّمَعَ, or you say to someone, أَلْقِ إِلَيَّ سَمْعَكَ, it means you want that person to pay careful attention to you. Not just to listen. Because we listen and we hear lots of things. We hear many things. But few registers. إِلْقَاءُ السَّمَعَ, this expression means to listen and to actually hear what's being said. The message registered. And to emphasize this, Allah says, لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. The one who has heart, a heart to understand, the one who pays careful attention, while the heart and the ears are present. The message registers. They're not heedless or neglectful. So each one of us, brothers and sisters, in 2 days Ramadan will begin. We need to take some time within today, after Salatul Jumu'ah, and Sunday evening when we begin Shahru Ramadan. Each one of us needs to take some time, private time, quiet time, and do some thinking. Do some self-evaluation. Ask ourselves, what is it I want to achieve in Ramadan? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. We must think, brothers and sisters, we must evaluate, what is it we hope to achieve in this month of Ramadan? Remember, it's a great opportunity. By the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself, Shahrun Mubarak. And in this hadith, وفي هذا الحديث, عدد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشياء من هذه البركة. He mentioned certain things that represent some of the blessings of Ramadan. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة. The doors of paradise are opened in it. وتغلق أبواب النار. And the doors of the hellfire are closed. وسلسلة الشياطين أو ويغل مردة الشياطين. And the devils among the jinns are chained. فيه ليلة. And in it there is a night. هي خير من ألف شهر. It is better than 1,000 months of worship. But then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, فمن حرم خيرها فقد حرم. So whoever is deprived from the goodness of this month has indeed been deprived. There is no good for you. I am sure, brothers and sisters, that all of us want to achieve the good of Ramadan. We don't want to be deprived. So before the month begins, we need to think about the taghir, the changes we want to make. It's one of the best times for change and transformation. So anyone, man kana la yuwadhibu ala sunan ar-ratiba, the person who is not habitually praying their sunnah prayers, hadha waqtun jayyid litaghyir, this is a good time to start doing that in Ramadan. Many of our brothers smoke, brothers and sisters, and I know many of them say it's makruh. This discussion whether it's haram or makruh, we can have another time. But Ramadan is one of the best times to kick the habit. Because these same brothers, and hopefully no sisters, But if there are sisters, brothers and sisters, you've already demonstrated you have the capacity to change. لِأَنَّكَ فِي النَّهَارِ فِي نَهَارِ الصِّيَامِ لَا تُدَخِنْ. Because in the daytime when you fast, you don't smoke. لِمُدَّةِ سَبْعَةَ عَشَرَ سَاعَةً. For 17 hours or so, you don't smoke. You have demonstrated you have the capacity to quit. Yet sadly, as soon as Salat al-Maghrib is performed, we find them leaving the homes and going out the masjids and they smoke. This is the time to change that. هَذَا هُوَ وَقْتُ التَّغْيِيرِ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ. If you don't have good relations with your parents, this is the time to do that, to change that. If you're not regular in your prayers, this is the time to change that. If you watch too much television, or play too much video games or computer games, this is the time to change that. If you don't dress properly, brothers and sisters, if you wear t-shirts when you make sujood, your awra is exposed, and there are many brothers who do this, this is the time to change that. Sisters, if you're not dressing properly, whether you're not doing the hijab, or whether you're wearing the khimar but tight clothing, this is the time to change. Allah has presented this opportunity, but it will be taken away. We either make use of it or we waste it. The choice is ours. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide all of us to make the right choices. So let each one of us, brothers and sisters, sit down. Look at ourselves. You don't have to tell anybody about this. Pinpoint one or two things in your life, bad habits, that no one may know about, only you and Allah know about this. And then strive towards changing that in your life in the month of Ramadan. It is a time for change. This is why Yusuf Ali, when he translated this ayah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, he translated saying, so that you may learn self-restraint. You may learn to control yourselves. This is the time for it. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah. For Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى عَبْدِكَ وَرَسُولِكَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي ليبيا وفي الأردن وفي مصر وفي أفغانستان وفي كينيا ونيجيريا وكشمير وباكستان والهند وسائر بلاد العالم اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين اللهم ارفع عنهم مقتك وغضبك عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل ما نزل بهم من البلاء رحمة لا نقمة والتف بهم يا ربنا فيما جرت به المقادير. Let us also pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick and ill. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. O Allah, we ask you to send down your healing and cure upon our brothers and sisters who are ill and sick. اللهم رب الناس اذهب البأس. O Allah, you are the creator and sustainer of mankind. اذهب البأس. We ask you to remove this illness. Ishfi anta shafi. Send down your cure, for you are the only cure. Ishfi anta shafi. Ishfi anta shafi. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. There is no cure but yours. Shifa'an la yughadir saqma. A cure that leaves behind no trace of illness. Allahumma khaffif alamahum wa yasir lahum umura hayatihim. O Allah, we ask you to ease their pain and suffering and to make easy for them the affairs of their lives. اللهم ألهمهم الصبر والثبات والرضا بما قضيت. And we ask you, O Lord, to inspire them with patience and steadfastness, to accept and to submit to your decree. اللهم آجرهم في مصيبتهم. O Allah, we ask you to reward them for their patience and steadfastness in face of their illness. وَأَخْلِفْ لَهُمْ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And we ask you, O Lord, to replace it with something better for them, O most merciful of those who show mercy. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم سهل لنا صيام هذا الشهر المبارك. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا. اللهم وفقنا لصيام رمضان وقيامه على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask you, O Lord, to bless us and to guide us and give us the ability to fast and to pray in this month of Ramadan in a manner that is pleasing to you. وَقُومُوا إِلَى صَلَاتِكُمْ.